What you're seeing is the beautiful mountain ranges in Redding, California. But that's not why we're here. We're here because there's an outbreak of miracles, over 1,000 miracles at Bethel Church. The question I have for you is, can raising hands to God, can dancing cause an outbreak of miracles of healing for cancer and tumors and ulcers? My guests say yes. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Life after death experiences and angelic communications are on the increase. Terminally ill patients whom doctors have given no hope are unexplainably cured. People are being mysteriously protected from natural disasters. Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, examines this invisible world on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. What happens when you're like Janice Mendoza and you go to the doctor? Why did you go to the doctor?
Well, I went to the doctor because I was having some difficulty swallowing. And when I would swallow, it felt like things were getting stuck and they weren't going down as they were supposed to. And I was having some, a little bit of burning, and I was having some bleeding in the colon area. And so
that doesn't sound like good symptoms.
No.
Were you real worried?
Yeah, I was. I was nervous. When I went in, I wasn't expecting them really to find anything. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very nervous.
So what was the result?
Basically what happened is I went in and they did what's called an endoscopy, mm-hmm. where they stick a tube down the throat with a camera and some other instruments that they can do biopsies. And they went in and they looked down in there, and after it was over with, they put you under through this. And when the doctor came out, he said they were going to send the sample away to be tested. He said there was some redness around the esophagus area. And he said that my ulcers were still scarred and still there, and he gave me some medication to take. So about 10 days later, I got a phone call from him. And he said that the biopsy had came back with Barrett's esophagus.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's what I said. And I said, I don't know what that is. And he said it's the cells in the esophagus are actually changing. And it is like a cancerous, they're showing cancerous cells. So there's nothing we can do. He said, you just have to go in yearly and just, keep watching this. And he said, just continue to take your medicine and we'll do another exam in a year. Well, within that year, I moved here to Redding.
But just out of curiosity, there's nothing they can do. So what is the end result?
Basically, the end result is not good. It's basically death. There is...
So why do they even bother monitoring it if there's nothing they can do?
Well, they kind of want to keep an eye on it, I guess, to make you more comfortable. As it progressed on, there's some things that, that they can take the esophagus and stretch it and, kind of pull it up. But, it's not really anything that's going to be curable or anything
were
like that.
Were you preparing to die?
I hadn't really totally accepted it. I was putting my faith in God. And I felt that if this was his will, that this is what he wanted for my life, which I felt that he didn't, then let it be. I was thinking, I had just lost my dad a few months before, so it was kind of, am I up to bat next? So those thoughts did come through my mind, but yet I still had the faith that, God was going to do something.
So you moved, you went to a new church, mm-hmm. Bethel Church in Redding, California.
Yes.
And what happened there?
We started attending in July of 1997, and in December, it was a Sunday morning service, and it was during the time of praise, and so I was lifting my hands up to praise God, and I felt a burning sensation in the palms of my hands. And as I continued to praise God, I felt the presence of the Lord. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Had you ever felt a burning in your hands before like that?
No, not like that.
Okay, did you think you were being healed at the moment?
I knew God was doing something with me. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I felt it, and it continued to go down the arms, and it continued slowly to go down my body, one leg, then the other leg, till it met to my feet. And it was so powerful that it's like I couldn't stand up. It's like I was rocking.
You know, Janet, just as you're rehearsing what happened, I can feel the power you're talking about.
Yes,
I can feel it now.
It was awesome. It was so amazing that finally I couldn't stand on my feet anymore. I just went back and sat down, and I said, Lord, do whatever you want to do with me. Use me the way you want to use me, or whatever you're doing. And so through the whole service, I was just kept feeling that burning. God was doing something within me. He was healing something. I didn't know what. That afternoon, about 4 p.m., we had went out for a brunch type of thing, and I told my husband, I says, I've been healed. And he said, well, of what? And I said, my esophagus. And that next day, which would have been Monday, I had an endoscopy scheduled.
Just out of curiosity, could you, when you felt you had been healed and you went out to eat, mm-hmm. could you tell a difference when you ate?
Yes. Nothing hurt when it went down.
And before the heat in your hand, it did hurt?
Yes. Everything, even liquids. When liquids would go down, it would hurt. And, you know, it was just like a total difference. I mean, I was eating things, and, you know, it was like nothing was hurting me. And I'm going, wow, thank you, Lord. And I know I had been healed. And so the next morning,
Had that already been scheduled?
That had been scheduled like a month or two in advance with the doctor. And so I went in. I had to be in there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And
did you tip the doctor off?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you say?
I actually did. When I was lying, you know, on the table, and he had started, he had the cameras set and everything, and, you know, he was giving me the stuff to put me under the anesthesia. And I said, well, I've been healed. And he said, well, we would like to think that, but when you have this, it usually never goes away.
Janice, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this word. I know you're not going to go away.
We'll return to more of Sid Roth and It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here, and I'm talking to Janice Mendonca, and she went in for a test of her esophagus. You see, the day before, she felt that there was heat in her hands and going through her arms, and she had been given a death sentence. She had been given the sentence of cancer with no hope of cure. So you told the doctor before this endoscopy, and what did you say to the doctor?
I told the doctor, I said I'd been healed. I said I was healed during praise at church.
And he sarcastically said?
Yes, he said, well, we would like to think that these things go away, but they don't. And I said, well, I've been healed. I said, you're not going to find anything. So he kept giving me more anesthesia so I would go to sleep. And so
I had a doctor do that to me once too.
So I was smiling and laughing, and finally I was kind of halfway in and out. And so when they took me back to the room, I saw him walk in, and, you know, he was kind of shaking his head, and he said, there's no evidence of Barrett's esophagus. And I smiled and I said, I told you I was healed. And he said, stop your medicine. And I said, well, I have a question for you. I said, what about my three ulcers? And he looked at me and he said,
excuse me, did you have any thought that God also dealt with your ulcers along with the cancer?
No, I didn't.
So why'd you ask?
I was just curious because he said, stop your medicine.
Right.
And the medicine also was for ulcers.
Right.
And I said, what about my ulcers? And he said, what ulcers? He said, there is nothing there. There is not an evidence of Barrett's esophagus. There is nothing. There is no ulcers. There's nothing. And I said, praise God. And so he just walked out of the room. A couple of days later, I got a phone call from him, and he said, I want to see this biopsy report, the very first biopsy report. I said, fine. So I got in touch with my prior doctor, mm-hmm. and I said, would you fax me the...
Which, I have that uh-huh. right here.
Yes.
That biopsy, and no question, you've got cancer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so a few days later, he said he wanted to review it, so he called me back, and he says, well, someone must be running around with your esophagus. And I said, no. I said, I was healed with your esophagus report. And I said, no, I was healed. And he said, it's so hard to believe. He said, because I'm reading this, and he said, but I know what I saw, and that was nothing inside your esophagus. So he said, we can do this you don't really need to have another endoscopy, he says, unless you have some kind of problems. So we can just do it whenever. So, I mean, there was nothing ever set up.
I've got the report here.
Yes.
That you are normal. I've got
yes.
the report here that you have cancer.
Yes.
Let the skeptics come forward.
Right.
Now, I understand that you pray for people now. I guess someone that's
yes.
had a miracle has faith for other people to have miracles.
Very much. That was a real hard thing for me in the beginning when I first became a Christian, is I always had a lot of faith. I have seen a lot of healings, and it was always hard for me. You know, I was always so happy when people were healed, but I never really had the faith that I was going to be healed. And I've had numerous amount of healings, and every time that I became healed from different things, my faith, that was a faith builder to me, that what God was doing for me, that He loved me that much to heal me from a cancer that I knew that was going to be a very grim thing.
Okay, that isn't the question that most people watching us have right now. The question is, yes, I know God can heal. Yes, I know God healed her, but what about me? What is your feeling about the me's that are asking that question right now? Can they be healed?
Oh, yes. The Lord wants to heal us all.
Did you hear that? The Lord wants to heal us all. That means if you're sick right now, I'm going to have Janice pray for you, and I'm going to tell you something. That presence of God that came right on the set, as she shared what the miracle in her life, is going to go right through your television and touch you right now. Would you look at that camera, and would you pray for everyone watching right now to be healed?
Yes. Father, I just come before you right now, Father, for all the people that are out there watching, Lord, that have any kind of illnesses, Lord, that they're dealing with, whether it be cancer or any situation, Father, in their lives, whether it be physically, emotionally. I pray, Father, that you touch each and every person, Lord, that the spirits of affliction, that they have to leave, they cannot stay. And I pray, Father, that you touch each and every heart of each individual, Father. And I just do this in your name, Lord, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And in the name of Jesus, I believe that many people that will now act by faith that they have been healed. What do I mean? I mean, try to do something you couldn't do before. As you do that, I believe you'll find that that pain is gone, that heart problem is gone, that blood pressure is lowered, that cancer is gone, that back is healed, that neck is healed, that hip is healed, arthritis is going from your hands. And we're going to see a woman in just a moment when we come back that literally danced her way into a healing. That's right, she danced her way into a healing.
We'll return to more of Sid Roth and It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, and I'm on the beautiful grounds of Bethel Church in Redding, California. And I mean, the mountains and the snow on the top, but more important than any of that is there is a presence of the anointing, the very manifest presence of God I'm sensing. And I have Jane Schleppenbach here. Jane, can you feel the presence of God out here?
Yes.
Besides
I can.
Being a little cool.
Yeah, I can feel God's presence here.
I don't know whether you felt God's presence or not when you went to the doctor on, I guess, a routine visit. And what did he find in your throat?
Well, he found a thyroid nodule on my thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to come back and have it checked in 6 months. And at first I didn't because it wasn't causing me any problems. Mm-hmm. But then when a couple of years ago, it started to cause me problems. And I was having some trouble swallowing and choking
a little bit. That's kind of dangerous stuff. You know, I've read that that type of thing becomes cancerous and sneaks up on you, and then it's too late.
Yeah, it could have been cancer. I'm not real sure. But when I was having the symptoms, I went to the doctor to have him check it again, and he had me have an ultrasound, and the ultrasound showed that it was still there, and that was not last year, but the year before, in the end of the year. And so he wanted me to, well, first I thought that there was no result, there was good results, because they didn't call me back for 6 months.
So you mean just because they hadn't notified you, you thought that everything was fine?
Right, I thought, well, maybe it's nothing, so.
Well, let's walk just a little
okay.
bit. And so?
Okay, so I went ahead and, well, when I got the bill, you know, a little bit later,
uh-huh.
I wondered, well, I should really see what the results were. So
good
I went.
Idea.
So I called him, and when I went into the doctor, he told me that I was supposed to have had it followed up to make sure it wasn't cancer. So he scheduled for me to have an X-ray. So when I came back to church right after that, I had some people pray for me, and I didn't really feel anything right then. But when we had a service soon after that, and Pastor Bill told us that he felt God's presence for healing anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just all worshiping, and he called people up to the altar that needed a healing. But I was on the stage, and I was dancing, mm-hmm. and Jackie, his sister, got this spontaneous song about healing. And while she was singing the song, the Lord was just giving me these movements, and I was just, you know, worshiping.
Is this like a prophetic thing when you do it? What
yeah,
does that really mean?
I wasn't really thinking about it, but uh-huh. I was just worshiping God.
Well, the anointing's increasing as you're doing it. That's why I was curious what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm just remembering it. And then, While I was doing that, I felt God's presence just come on me really strong. And then I went down under the power of God. And then after, I felt like God really touched me. And I thought, I must have received some kind of healing. But I wasn't thinking of what it was.
But you weren't even asking for healing at the time.
No, I wasn't asking.
What were you really, in your heart, what were you trying to accomplish when you were dancing?
I was trying to get close to God and drawing near to God, because I was just worshiping God. And
something about pure, childlike yeah. love and worship that touches yeah. God is what I
yeah.
believe happens.
Yeah, God loves that. He told us, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And that's what I was trying to draw near to God, and then he drew near to me, and he, like, it's like a kiss. It's just like God's giving you a big kiss, and it was just wonderful. And then when I went back to the doctor, when I went to have the X-ray done, the radiologist called me in right immediately after the X-ray, and they don't usually do that. And so he said, well, do you feel anything? And I said, Why is there nothing showing on the X-ray? And he said, no, nothing shows on the X-ray. So I said, well, God must have healed me.
What did he say?
And he said, he just kind of was, you know, astonished. And he said, Yeah, I guess God healed you. And
doctors usually don't like to say that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know if he was a Christian or what, but and then when I went to my regular doctor, he said he even signed on a paper that I was healed, that God healed me. He didn't put God healed me, but he put that there he couldn't feel it anymore, and the x-ray showed that it was gone.
You know, Judy, one day a doctor is going to have enough courage to say God healed them, and one day I believe that we're going to be going into hospitals and emptying out the whole hospital. Can you picture that?
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you you do prophetic painting. What is a prophetic painting?
It's just a painting that God gives you. God gives you the idea when you're...
Now, you have them in your truck. I would kind of like to... Let's go over to your truck.
Yeah, okay.
And I would really like to see some of them. Now, God gives you the idea, and then you paint it. Now, I saw two of them earlier, and I like them. You know why I like them. I want to see the butterfly one first.
Okay.
Can we see that?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that is nice.
Now,
I want
finished.
You to tell me, I'll hold it, and you to explain this to me.
Okay, well, God gave me this idea when I was fasting, when Pastor Bill had called a 21-day fast in church, and God gave me the idea to that I should do this painting with butterflies, mm-hmm. and use the colors from the Yeshua Timberlist ribbon color sets. And those are some Timberlists from Australia. And this one, well.
Now, Judy, I picked, you said, which one do you like the best? Because each mm-hmm. one represents an evangelist, a teacher, a leader. And it isn't finished yet, but I said, I like this one the best, and what did you say?
This one, these colors represent evangelism. So
and then I said, well, tell me, and that's interesting, although I didn't say it, what do you think about this? And what is this?
And these colors represent leadership, and what I've been finding is that people are drawn to the thing that that they usually do, or to their giftings, and some of them are, like this one represents worshipers, people who like to worship a lot. They are drawn to that one first. And I don't have them all on here yet. This one represents intercessors, and intercessors have been drawn to
Judy,
that one.
Let me take a look at the other one, because you know, this is television, we're running out of time. And I know you want me to be careful with this. So I'm trying, but this one is, actually the butterflies are my favorite, but there's something special about this one too. Tell me about this picture here. It's kind of an interesting one.
Well, this picture represents our intercession, partly about intercession. And this is a gate, and we're to be gatekeepers, and there's a door and doorkeepers, and then there's two hearts here. There's a small one in there that represents our heart, and this represents God's heart. And
what does that say?
And it says, "Hear my voice, open the door." So, but our heart is supposed to be one with God's heart, so that we can feel what God feels, and so that we can pray the things that are on God's heart.
Do you do that? Do you feel what God feels in your heart?
Yes, I feel that a lot of times I do feel what God feels, and I feel like I feel His heart for people. And
what is God's heart for people?
God's heart is love, and God's heart is that He wants everyone saved, and He wants everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth.
And what is this all around here?
And these are the angels. Angels are...
go ahead.
There's angels here right now.
There's angels. Can you see them?
No, but I can feel it.
You know what? I really believe that there are angels here right now. I really believe that. But the most important thing is to open up your heart to God. You see, you are loved so very much by God. You are so special that God sent His Son to die for you, to pay the price for your sins if you will only repent, turn from them, and believe that Jesus has washed away your sins. And then say, God, I don't like the way my heart is. I want you to change it. Change me, God. I'm not satisfied the way I am. And everyone that asks, He answers. He answers. And you're an everyone. He is going to answer you. And your life is really going to change.